Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
Welcome to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM AM 580, always streaming live inside your very own WDBO app. Sitting in studio today with Aaron Burt and Joe Burt with the Certified Financial Group, one of the top 100 financial advisor firms in the country, as named by the CNBC rankings. It's a fantastic feat and something that we are very happy. I'm very happy to say, hey, I know them. I know them. So, you know, it's always good to have them in your corner. If you are listening and you want to know what's going on in the financial world, you heard some news, you heard from a friend, you got a savvy uncle who's trying to get a couple bucks out of you, well, then you want to run up by the experts here. Aaron Burt and Joe Burt with the Certified Financial Group. Over 400 years of experience inside those walls there at the Certified Financial Group. Aaron, Joe, how we doing today?
We're doing great, Josh. Good to be with you. And we welcome our WDBO listeners as well. We've been here, as the intro says, for more than 30 years, providing sound, hopefully sound, investment advice, financial planning advice to our listeners. This is a financial call-in show. This is not a one-hour infomercial. We are here to help you out so you don't become a financial casualty. Aaron and I and the 14 other certified financial planners, Monday through Friday, provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee, but on Saturday morning, we are here for you absolutely free. So if you have anything that's on your mind, as Josh said in the introduction, things that you might have heard, things you're questioning, questions you have about your mutual funds, about your 401k, IRAs, stocks, bonds, long-term health care, annuities, reverse mortgages, all that and more, Aaron and I deal with that stuff day in and day out. So if you have any questions, we are here for you. And the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open. So you have to do is pick up the phone and dial or text these magic numbers.
That's right. We do texting now. The number to call or text is 844-580-9326. 844-580-WDBO, or send us your questions via the open mic. Open up the WDBO app. Click the open mic button. Give us your best 10 to 15 seconds and I'll read them for you live on the air. Today's topic, what is risk-adjusted return and why is it important?
There you go, Aaron.
Well, that is a great question, and that is why it is my topic for the day. And the reason being is because we get a lot of questions around, because we build portfolios for clients. Part of the services that we provide is we do investment management for clients, but we also do financial planning. And during that financial planning process, one of the key things that we're trying to determine is how aggressively or conservatively people can invest their money and still have a high probability of not running out of money when they run out of breath, as we like to say. And so in that process, you know, we're identifying risk profiles, you know, whether they're conservative or aggressive and somewhere in between, and trying to determine how much risk and volatility and return they need, again, in order to make it through their life expectancy with a high probability of success. The challenge you run into, especially in markets like the one we've had the last, you know, year and maybe the last quarter, is that clients inevitably are always comparing their portfolios, and it's human nature, right? You want to know how you're doing compared to something. The problem is everyone's always comparing it to the market, right? And how do they define the market, Joe?
They define it by what's reported on the news, and that's either the Dow, the S&P 500, or NASDAQ.
Correct.
Some index
that's readily available and always reported and flashes either green or red and gets everybody excited depending on the direction that it's going.
And it's always a stock index.
Correct.
Has no fixed income in it to maybe mellow out the stock returns. It's always stocks, and that's okay. It's an index, and it's just telling you what this 500 stocks did, or 30 stocks in the Dow, or the tech sector in NASDAQ. It's always stocks.
Right, exactly. The problem with that is that the clients are not always invested in stocks, and if they are, they're not always invested in what those indexes are measuring or indices are measuring. And so the S&P 500 and the Dow are really measuring U.S. stocks positions within the United States. The NASDAQ, again, is a different index, also measuring U.S. stocks, mostly tech-related. And so the challenge is that when you're comparing your portfolio, which may have or which does have a small portion of U.S. large-cap growth or large-cap value type stocks, and then you're comparing it against what you actually have in your portfolio, which is not all large-cap U.S. stocks, you're inevitably going to have different types of returns or results. And so the issue with that, obviously, is that your returns aren't going to be the same. And when the U.S. markets are really rising and then your portfolio is not at the same level, clients then are forgetting that conversation that you have about, you know, risk-adjusted return. And this is happening across not just us, but everybody, because everyone picks up their statements and they say, well, the S&P 500 did this and I did this. And so why aren't you beating the S&P 500? It's actually funny. I had a client who wanted to hire us, and he interviewed us, and he said, I want you to beat the S&P 500.
Thank you, but no thank you.
And he said, can you beat it? And I said, well, with taking a tremendous amount of risk that probably isn't in your best interest, you know, possibly, but no. I mean, if you want the S&P 500, then buy the S&P 500. So that's kind of the conversation we had, and I kind of sent him on his way because he did not understand the concept of a risk-adjusted return. So with all that being said, risk-adjusted return is a measure that puts the return of investments into perspective by taking into account the risk involved in producing those returns. So it's a concept widely used to compare performance of various investments that the returns not just generate, but also the risks that they entail. And so it's a way to be able to compare against diverse investments. So you're comparing. So when you're looking at risk-adjusted return, you have to compare the investments that you're owning in your portfolio against the benchmark for that investment within the portfolio. And that's what we do for our clients all the time, because we use a system that compares investments against their peer group, right? Against their benchmark.
Exactly.
And so the key is checking the how the investments that you have within your allocation and how those investments compare against their peers and against their benchmarks or their indices for which they should be compared against.
Right.
So in other words, if you're owning large cap growth stocks, you should be comparing against the large cap growth index. Conversely, if you're owning foreign large value, you should be compared against a foreign large value index. Or if you're owning bonds, intermediate term bonds, you should be compared against intermediate term bonds. And then so you're looking for the best asset classes or best investments within each of those asset classes and then building out your allocation according to the client's overall risk portfolio. So the idea is that you're generating returns, reducing risk, but having the best returns within the different asset classes in order to essentially achieve those returns.
Right.
And that's the challenge that we always have is driving home. You know, you have a diverse portfolio in many different asset classes, but you can't compare that portfolio against one indice. And that's always the challenge that all investment advisors have with the clients and making sure that they understand that.
Yeah, it's, you know, and when the market is roaring, everybody wants the index because they see it advertised and the new records and so on and so forth. But they forget when the market plunges 30% like it did not too recently, they're glad that they don't have that. And so it's human nature. We always want what we maybe shouldn't be owning at the moment.
Right.
And then what that leads to is if you're chasing those returns, that leads to market timing.
Right.
Which is really the death knell for any investor because you can't figure out where the market is going. And if we knew that for sure, at least in the short term, you know, but you can, long term it's up, but it's never a smooth straight line. And that's, I think, what smart investors have really realized, that you can't expect, if you want better than average returns, you have to expect periods of when you're going to be down. There's no way around it. You got to take a little bit of the bad medicine to get the good medicine in the long run. And we're putting together portfolios, as you said, it's a combination of putting together various asset classes to get that risk-adjusted return that you want.
Right.
And various asset classes that you alluded to are large cap, small cap, mid cap, real estate, fixed income, whether it's intermediate-term bonds, long-term bonds, government bonds, corporate bonds, all those things. It's like, I like to use an analogy, it's a lot like baking a cake. And once you understand what the recipe is, what it is you're trying to create, then where we come in is once we've determined whether we're going to bake a chocolate cake or a pineapple upside down cake, then we look at the ingredients. And this is where the skill comes in and the training comes in that we have, is that we sort through all the ingredients that are out there and find the very best ingredients. So if you know the kind of cake that you're trying to make, you can make the very best cake if you have the best ingredients.
Right.
And the benefit of being independent as we are is we can pick and choose from every shelf in the grocery store to find the best ingredients. Now, that does not mean that it's always going to go up. I mean, if it always went up, you know, we'd have people lined up from here to Moscow, but that isn't the way it works. But there's a high probability of success if you have diversification, and if you consistently have quality in your portfolio, you will, in fact, be a successful investor. And that is the understanding that you need to have when you do that you have a risk-adjusted return.
Right.
To get that return that you need to get you to where you want to go. Right. As you said in your opening remarks, you don't want to be more aggressive than you need to be. You know, I run down the highway to 100 miles an hour when driving 60 will get you there safely, unless you want the thrill of that. And some people like the thrill. Conversely, if you're in the left-hand lane driving 30 miles an hour, you're going to get run over, and you don't want to have that happen to you either. You may not get to where you want to go.
Right.
So the key to financial planning, and this is how we've built our firm over now almost 50 years, is we sit down with our clients and determine where you want to go, all the things that you want to do for your remaining lifetime, taking those vacations, putting the roof on the house, buying cars, taking care of your grandkids, leaving a legacy. All those things that factor into what you want to do. Look at inflation, look at taxes, look at your sources of income, Social Security, pensions, and your investments. And then the only things that we can control or help you control are your investments. And then what you want to do is, how do we blend that all together, looking at that target rate of return that you need on your investments to have a high probability of success of not running out of money when, as you said, we run out of breath. And that's what financial planning is all about. And this, I think, is what distinguishes us from many people out there that just want to manage your money.
Right.
We are certified financial planners, first and foremost, strongly believing that good investing requires good planning, and that's how we do it. Well, that's the topic for the day.
Oh, there you go. And one thing I want to point out about when we talk about the indexes and what's going on out there, and Gary uses this all the time, and it's talking about the S&P 500, because that's what everybody's been focusing on lately. And that's really being driven by basically seven or eight stocks right now.
Well, now it's four.
Four stocks right now. Okay, so it's changed a little bit. So four stocks, and the long-term growth or the long-term return of the S&P 500 is roughly 10%. Since
mm-hmm.
1950, when mm-hmm. it went to 500 stocks, the long-term, it's actually 10.26%. And the question is, you know, within that range, or since 1956 until now, how many times has the S&P return for the end of the year been within 20% of that 10%? So meaning how many times has it been between 8 and 12%, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think the number?
It's 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. 10% of the time the S&P 500 returns within 20% of its average. What does that mean? That means that there is massive volatility around the average return of the S&P 500. So depending on when you get into it and when you follow it, you want 10% return every year. That's what everybody says that they want. They want the S&P 500, but unfortunately, they can't stomach that year when it's down 40 or it's down 30.
Right.
But they love the year when it's up, you know, 30 or 40.
Right.
And it's never right in that 10% range. Yeah. I mean, 10% of the time it is. So
right.
That's the idea. You can't stomach that volatility. And so what we're trying to do is build portfolios that smooths out that volatility and gives you a reasonable risk-adjusted return that will get you ultimately to where you want to go based off of doing in-depth financial planning for clients. And again, that's what we do day in and day out.
That is what it's all about. So I see we're up against the clock here. Josh, you want to take it away?
You got it. We got highway analogies and cake analogies in that second. I'm hungry and I'm ready to go fast. If you want to join the conversation, you got a question about your financial future, who you want responsible when your retirement comes knocking, the number to call is 844-580-9326. Same number to text us, 844-580-WDBO. Send in your open mic using that free WDBO app. You're listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Welcome back. back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM AM 580. Always able to stream this program and all of WDBO wherever you are in the world, as long as you got some Wi-Fi or some internet, some 5G, some cell data inside our WDBO app. On the Money, brought to you by the Certified Financial Group. We are so fortunate enough to have Joe and Aaron Burt joining us today, answering your questions. If you want to join the conversation, 844-580-9326 is the number to call. 844-580-WDBO is the number to text. Send in your open mics inside that very same WDBO app. We got a text question during the break, gentlemen, from Iggy in Winter Garden.
Iggy
wants to know, where is my starship? No. Iggy is 65 years old on a police pension, just went on Social Security and Medicare. I have to pull out $30,000 from my 457B to purchase a house for my 94-year-old, and I think they meant to say parent or someone. Will this affect my Social Security? I only get the minimum due to government pension.
Well, it depends. It's not going to affect their Social Security benefit because they don't have any additional. It's not earned income pulling that $30,000 out. However, it is taxable as income. So really the question there is whether or not it's going to make his Social Security benefit more taxed more. Because Social Security is tax-free until you start hitting certain income levels within on your tax return. And so it also depends on whether Iggy is married or single. We'll assume he's single for this case, but if he's earning anywhere between $25,000 and $34,000 around there, he's going to basically pay 50%. 50% of his Social Security will be included for tax purposes. So basically 50% is tax-free, 50% is taxable. Since he's pulling $30,000 out, that's going to bump him up higher, right? And so if your income is over $34,000, then 85% of your Social Security benefits becomes taxable to you. So pulling that $30,000 out, depending on what his police pension amount is, because we don't know what that is, but I'm assuming it's probably, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month, I would assume that he would then is now in the higher, you know, 85% of his benefit being taxable to him.
So you're not paying 85% tax. The important thing to know is that some of your Social Security will be taxed, and it'll be taxed at whatever tax bracket you're in, which based on what I've heard, perhaps you're going to be in the lowest 10% bracket. So it's not to be a huge thing,
right?
But you're going to have to pay taxes on that $30,000 that you withdraw to end of the hope. And I would guess at the end of the day, it's probably going to cost you, and just to ballpark this, probably $5,000 or $6,000 in taxes to do this $30,000 withdrawal.
Yeah, that's my guess.
So,
but from a Social Security perspective, my guess is he's probably already paying taxes on his Social Security benefit because of the fact that he has other income in the form of a pension. This will just definitely put him over the top of that to make that benefit, the Social Security, more taxable to him.
Yes. So, Iggy, if you want some more detailed questions, you can call Rodney Ownby, who's also a CPA and a certified financial planner. Rodney is taking calls off the air. You can reach him right now at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTORS if you're executing a legal document. And Rodney will be able to delve more into that for you if you give him some more specific information. And that's why we're here on Saturday morning. I want to mention that 2 weeks from today, on April the 20th, at our offices here in Altamont Springs from 9 to noon, we are doing our annual shred event, which allows you to bring up to two banker's boxes. I want to repeat, two banker's boxes of material. You can bring it by, see it shredded right before your eyes, have some hot coffee and donuts, and we'll be broadcasting live right from our front porch. So we encourage you to come on by. That's 2 weeks from today,
at
9 to
offices,
noon. At our offices.
In Altamont Springs, right there, Douglas and 434 1111 Douglas Avenue. That is where the shred event will be, again, 2 weeks from today, from 9 to noon here at our offices in Altamont Springs.
And for more information, you go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com.
And if you want to go, just check out the coffee. The coffee itself is fantastic. I've been the pleasure of bringing them. They bring their coffee to some of the events here at the radio station, and that coffee is phenomenal. Oh, yeah, and the services are next to none as well. The team is certified. Yeah, I'm going to change you guys to Coffee Financial Group now. It's so good. No, I'm just kidding. Certified Financial Group is a great organization to work with, one of the top 100 firms in the country. Call in right now to get your question live on the air, 844-580-9326. Same number to text us, 844-580-W. WDBO, send in your open mic using the free WDBO app. You're listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group. Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO. I know I'm not Steve Perry. I don't have those beautiful pipes, but we have some beautiful answers for anybody's financial issues or concerns. That's what we do here on the Money. I'm not Steve Perry, but I am Josh McCarthy, sitting in studio today with Aaron Burt and Joe Burt with the Certified Financial Group. If you want to join the conversation, you got some questions you may want to inquire about. The phones are wide open, 844-580-9326. You go to the front of the line, get on the air immediately, 844-580-WDBO, or send in your questions using the open mic inside the WDBO app. I also want to let you guys know, you the listener, that if you want to get your financial questions on the brains of the team at Certified Financial Group, Rodney Ownby is standing by off the air. So if you want to have any questions answered off the air, not in front of the radio listening audience, they do want that available to you too. So call 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800. You can text in your question to 844-580-9326. This one comes to us from Jim in Oviedo. And Joe, Aaron, Jim says that he currently gives weekly to his church, but his tax guy says he can't deduct my contributions anymore. Is there anything Jim can do?
Well, perhaps.
It depends. Yeah, so I'm assuming Jim is not contributing enough and doesn't have enough deductions here to itemize his deductions, which is why his tax guy says that he can't
take the
deductions anymore. So with what's been going on recently, ever since the Trump tax cuts several years back, the standard deduction went way up, which is good for most people because really that means that you are reducing, you know, your taxable income without having to itemize your deductions. However, it is penalizing people. Well, not penalizing, but basically, if you're giving money away and you can't itemize it, you're not getting any sort of tax credit for those deductions. However, with that being said, there is the ability, depending on Jim's age, to give money out of his IRA and basically not give it out of his cash flow or out of his savings, but give it out of his IRA, pay no taxes on it. And it also counts towards his required minimum distribution, and that is called a qualified charitable distribution, which basically means that if you are at the age of 70 and a half or older, you are able to give money directly out of your IRA to a charity, and again, not pay taxes on that distribution. It counts towards your required minimum distribution, and basically it's a tax-free withdrawal. So it's a way to really kind of get a tax deduction, a very nice tax deduction, by giving it out of your IRA. And, oh, by the way, you can still get the standard deduction on your tax return. So it's basically a tax-free distribution from your IRA. So that's called a qualified charitable distribution. It's a great strategy that we're using with our clients that are very charitably inclined. We're basically encouraging them to, you know, give one large gift or quarterly gifts instead of giving those monthly or weekly checks, like to the church or wherever they're donating to. And it's a way to get money out of the IRA and not pay taxes on it. So it's a great strategy that's been very useful.
Yeah, it's called a QCD. And I see we have a caller there. Josh, take it away.
That's right. If you want to join the conversation, 844-580-9326. Mike has given us a call from Orlando. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hello, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Looking to invest, and I don't know much about investing, and I'm looking for something that would pay me like a monthly check.
Okay.
I'm 62, and mm-hmm. my wife is 60, and mm-hmm. I'm on disability income from Social Security and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. So you want a monthly check from your funds? How much?
Yeah. Okay. Something that would pay me off, I guess, the money we earn or something like that. And I've heard of annuities. And mm-hmm. That's with insurance companies, aren't they?
Right. Yes, they are.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know.
Well, they can be. It depends on everybody's situation. Let me probe a little bit more here. You're retired, you said?
Yeah, I'm disabled.
Okay. So you're getting Social Security? Any form of pension?
No.
How about your wife? Is she working?
She works, yeah. She's okay. Still working. She's 60, and she's going to be 60, yeah.
Okay, so you still have that income.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is begin drawing some form of income from this money. I think you told Josh $150,000, you said?
Well, we have $150,000 saved in our savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to put all that into one thing. I want to keep like maybe $30,000 in our liquid to have
sure,
for
kind of
whatever
emergency.
We need or sure. an emergency
sure.
or vacation or whatever,
right.
you know.
So let's look at what's out there today. So let's say you have $120K.
Okay.
And what would you think would be a reasonable monthly check on that $120,000?
Oh, I don't know. At least 10% if possible.
Well, I said reasonable.
Or my dreaming.
I said reasonable. Okay. Yeah. Now here's what you got to be careful of.
Okay.
You know, you throw out that 10% number, and I know for a fact that there are folks out there this weekend or next weekend or the following weekend or sometime during the week that are offering free lunch and dinner seminars, which will show you how you can take that $120,000 and get 10% per year on your money and don't worry about it.
Oh, gosh, no.
but that's what they are, that, you know, and it sounds good, and it's going to be an annuity. And what you'd fail to realize is that you're not only getting, you know, when you get that money, you're getting a return on your principal, but you're getting primarily return of your principal, and you're giving up your principal. So I want you to get that out of your mind, unless you understand what the downside is here of that. Okay?
Yeah.
So in today's world, you can look at money market accounts or treasury bills, probably in the range of 4%, right, Aaron?
5%.
5%?
Yeah, right now.
Okay. So that would give you $500 a month. Now that's what the interest rates are doing today.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates go down. That's going to impact it. Your income is going to go down. That's the bad news. If interest rates go down, though, the value of your treasury bill will go up until you know, it matures, whatever it is. So that's you can plug that in. That's probably the best guaranteed rate you can get. Fixed annuities. Now, these are contracts that are issued by insurance companies where your principal is guaranteed. It's like a CD issued by an insurance company. You know you're going to get your principal back in 3 or 5 years. There's no gimmicks. However, they're like a CD. There's a penalty for early withdrawal. The big advantage is it grows for you without being taxed, and it avoids probate.
Right.
And avoids claims of creditors. So in the range, what are you looking at today?
5.5, 5.75 on 5 years. For a fixed annuity.
It's not bad.
So those are the options today. You know, I think, the most, I understand where you're coming from, Mike. This is a common question. You've got this money stashed away. You're still in your early 60s. Your wife's still working. Statistically, I have 25 years. I got to worry about you.
Yeah.
You got to get some growth on this money. And hopefully your wife has got some money socked away in a retirement account as well somewhere. She working. Go ahead.
Her company doesn't offer anything.
I got you. I understand. I understand. This is a common situation. What you got to look. Well, I understand. Here's the point I'm trying to make. At this particular point in your life, you can't afford to put that money aside, lock it up for a period of time, and get virtually no growth and suck off all the income, because that $120,000 you have to invest in 10 years from now is not going to be worth $120,000. In 15 years from now, it's not going to be worth that. So you've got to sit down with a planner and figure out really what you need to do. You can look at, and the easy thing is, this is a short-term solution I've given you. It's kind of a snapshot in time, but it isn't something that's going to carry you for the next 20, 25 years of your life. And that's what planning is all about.
Yeah.
You know, and there are many qualified certified financial planners in town. Be sure you're dealing with a certified financial planner and have him or her work up a plan for you. And we'd be glad to work with you. Give our office a call, and we'll see where we go.
So you're saying the way it goes, like treasury bills and all that stuff.
Treasury.
Right?
I'm saying that I'm answering a specific question for you. I'm not saying that's your long term solution.
Right.
Right. Oh, thank you very much, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Have a great weekend.
You too, man.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mike. Let's go to Antonio calling from Orlando. Go ahead, Antonio. You're on the air.
Antonio.
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have a question because, I turned 50 and, I've maxed out my 401k. So I wanted to start a Bachelor Roth for me and my wife. And to my understanding, it's my first time to do it. I just opened up a Roth. Traditional IRA and a Roth IRA account with Schwab, and I'm ready to fund it in before the tax deadline for this year. So my question is, traditional IRA is supposedly pre-tax, but if I'm taking the money from a bank, that bank money has been taxed from my salary. So how does that work?
Wait. We've lost you here.
Yeah.
You broke up a little bit, and I'm not quite sure where you're going there. So I lost you something about taking money from your bank and salary and so forth. So please repeat it.
Sure. So if I withdraw the money from my bank or, you know, do the transfer from the bank account towards the traditional IRA.
Right. Now, this money sitting just in a savings account, checking account?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
so that's
got it.
Not free
okay.
tax anymore. It's post tax. So how does a backdoor Roth, how does that work in that sense, as far as taxation is concerned?
So the way the backdoor Roth works is if you do an after-tax contribution to a traditional IRA. And it's after tax if you are able to, usually you do the backdoor Roth because you make too much money to make a Roth contribution. I'm assuming that's the case, right? Your earnings are too high to make a Roth contribution.
Right. Any
right. And you're maxing out your 401k. So if you are making too much money to make a Roth contribution, basically when you make a traditional IRA contribution, it's a non-deductible IRA contribution. You can always make an IRA contribution. The question is whether or not it's deductible or non-deductible. So if you're over a certain dollar amount in earnings, then the contribution you make is basically a non-deductible IRA contribution, which means that it's an after-tax traditional IRA contribution. You're then able to take that after-tax traditional IRA contribution after a period of time, convert that to a Roth by basically doing a Roth conversion. And since it's with after-tax dollars, there's no taxes owed on that contribution, except for maybe any earnings that you may have over the period that you held it in the IRA.
So you want to do it shortly thereafter, within 30 days.
Yeah, we usually recommend that you hold it in the IRA for at least so that it reports for a couple statements. So it shows on the statements that it was in there. You're not supposed to technically do it the same day, like put it in and then move it the next day. It's supposed to be in there for a period of time.
And just leave it in cash so you don't earn much, or if anything at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if I leave it in cash, can I do it for a couple of days? I could make it transfer it to the Roth before the April 15th?
I'd wait. No.
It has nothing to do with the timing for the contribution is really in the original IRA. That's when it's reported. Anytime after it's put into the traditional IRA, it can then be converted to Roth.
Yeah.
So there's not a April 15th deadline to convert to Roth. It's really the April 15th deadline to make the IRA, the original IRA contribution.
Oh, I see. So the matter when I do the back the Roth transfer, that's because I'm trying to take the opportunity for 2023. So I can do another one for 2024. That's why I'm not trying to do it now for 2023.
Right.
So
right.
You can make the traditional IRA contribution for 2023 before you file your taxes. That goes on your tax return. You can add the money into the account. And then anytime after that, you can convert to Roth, and then it would be reported on next year's tax return. The other key to all of that, too, is, and a lot of people get tripped up by this, is that you don't have another IRA. Because if you have another IRA account out there, then really you're supposed to combine the total values of the IRA accounts for the contribution amount. So you got to make sure that you don't have another traditional IRA if you're doing a backdoor Roth.
And you may run into a mess when you take your money out of your 401k and roll it into an IRA, and then you've got a bookkeeping nightmare. So the backdoor Roth isn't for everybody. I would suggest that you do some Google research and don't be sold a bill of goods. Fair enough.
Okay. Thank you so much, Antonio. That opens up a line for you as the show comes to a close. I want you to write down this number. Maybe even Antonio wants this number down since he may have some more questions, because I love that once you get a little bit of information, the team at CFG just turns into detectives. Okay, how old are you? How much have you made? How much have you saved? Who you're married? Are you disabled? Are all these questions that really help them pinpoint a situation specifically for you. That's the benefit of working with the Certified Financial Group. 844-580-9326 is the on-air number, but more importantly, at this hour, the off-air number to speak with Rodney Ownby is 407-869-9800. 407-869-9800. You're listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow
today
with the Certified Financial Group. Welcome back to our final segment of On the Money here today with the Certified Financial Group. This is your chance every Saturday morning to hop on the air with some financial experts. As the air is nearly closing up for this hour, I want you to write down this number, 407-869-9800. That's their office number. They can answer your question live off the air as the show ends. And we got some workshops and all kinds of ways they can test out their financial future.
We do. And we want to remind our listeners, we do this as a public service, and we enjoy doing it as well. But we're also in the business of doing retirement planning and investment management. If you want to get more information about what Aaron and I and the 14 other certified financial planners do here for our clients, working with them for a fee Monday through Friday, We'll be glad to sit down with you. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. You can schedule a no-obligation visit, and you can tell us your ills, and we can see how we can patch you up and get you on your way. So that's financialgroup.com. You can also go there and learn all about the upcoming workshop a week from today from 10 to noon by Matt Murphy, how to plan your taxes with the four stages of retirement and the pitfalls of Roth conversions that we talked about a little earlier, and how withdrawals from your retirement account can affect your Social Security and your Medicare. All that stuff Matt will cover. Absolutely free. Go to our website, financialgroup.com, make a reservation, and come to our office right here in Altamont Springs next Saturday. And I want to also mention that we have Score My Funds available. This is an opportunity for our listeners to get the valuation on the mutual funds or ETFs that they might be holding in their 401k, their IRA, or their brokerage account. It's a service that we provide for our clients absolutely free. It's a report that it's generated by from the Center for Fiduciary Studies. It examines the quality of the mutual funds based on 11 distinct criteria, and we'd be glad to send that to you as well, absolutely free. All you have to do is go to scoremyfunds.com. That's scoremyfunds.com. Put in the information right there, and we'll send you a report within 48 hours, absolutely free. And if you'd like to follow up with us after you get that information, we'd be glad to meet with you as well. So it's been good being with you, Aaron. Good being with you today.
Yeah, good seeing you as well.
During the break, Aaron was telling me about he's got a bear infestation at his house.
Bear problems at my house. I got bears everywhere. So I got loquat trees in the backyard, and the bears, it seems to be feasting time. So be careful out there, people. It's a jungle. There's bears everywhere. So anyway,
sometimes it's better to have bears than bulls.
That's true. No. It's better to have bulls if you're investing than bears.
Yeah. The bears are out. Maybe that's a sign. I don't know. The bears are eating the loquats. Be careful, people. Okay. It's a jungle out there.
All right. Josh, good being with you. And we will see all of see all of our listeners. Be with all of our listeners again next Saturday. And if you come by early for a Matt seminar, you can see the monkeys here behind the glass doing the radio show. So hope to see you
there. Listen to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. I gotta-